모든 문제는 한 번씩만 들려드리니 잘 듣고 지시에 따라 물음에 답하시기 바랍니다. 이제 시작하겠습니다. 1번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 보고 있는 로봇을 고르시오.
Jenny, look at this. This robot won the first prize in the robot design contest.
It looks like a spider.
Doesn't it? Real spiders have 8 legs, but this one has just 4 legs.
What is on top of it?
It's a video camera.
Interesting.
This robot can be sent to dangerous places and record what's there.
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 발표 시간을 변경해야 하는 이유로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ms. Williams, do you have a minute to talk about the seminar next Thursday?
Sure.
I wonder if I could change my presentation time from 3 p.m. to 10 a.m.
Can I ask you why?
My daughter's piano recital is at 3 o'clock that day. I have to catch a 1 o'clock flight to attend the recital.
Well, Mr. Parker's presentation is at 10. I have to check with him first.
Thank you. Please let me know if he can change his time.
Sure, I will.
3번. 다음을 듣고 무엇에 관한 내용인지 고르시오.
Hello, students. I'm John Smith, director of the summer English camp. Before we start, here are a couple of rules you must follow in the camp. First, you have to speak only in English at all times. Don't be afraid of making mistakes when you speak in English. The other important rule is to be on time for the classes. Latecomers will get penalties. I hope all of you have a wonderful time here in the camp.
4번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mark, let's practice for our final presentation.
Okay, I'll connect my USB drive to my laptop computer and open the presentation file. The file won't open.
What? Did you back up the file?
No, I didn't save it anywhere else.
Oh my, how could you be so careless? How many times have I told you to back up important files?
I finished working on it late last night, and I was exhausted.
Our presentation is tomorrow. There's no way we can remake the file in a day.
5번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 전화한 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Martin. What's up?
Hello, Anna. You know about the farewell party for Henry this Friday, don't you?
Sure. 6 o'clock at Raymond Restaurant, right?
Yeah, but I found out that Henry's favorite place is Lemon Tree Restaurant.
Oh, really? I like that place, too.
So please come to Lemon Tree Restaurant at 6 o'clock.
Okay. Do you want me to tell any others about the change?
That's okay. I'll do that.
6번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Mr. Wilson. It's a great honor to meet a star like you.
Thank you for having me. I'm a big fan of your radio show.
Thank you. So, what have you been doing since the Olympics?
I took some rest and then started to practice again.
I see. Can you tell our audience what your next goal is?
Well, I'd like to win a gold medal one more time in the next Olympics.
I'm confident you will. I hope to see you in this studio again.
7번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Wow, look at them.
They are so cute, aren't they?
Yeah, especially that baby monkey in its mom's arms. I want to get closer and watch them.
Okay, but don't get too close to the cage. You might scare them.
Don't worry. Can I give them some snacks?
No, look at the sign there. Feeding the monkeys is not allowed.
I see.
Turn around and look at me. I'll take a picture of you.
8번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Excuse me, what time does the next bus for Seattle leave?
The next one leaves at 4:30.
Okay, I'd like to buy one adult ticket and one child ticket, please.
All right. The adult ticket is $20. How old is your child?
He's 6 years old.
There's a 10% discount off the adult price for children under 8.
That's great. Here's my credit card.
9번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello.
Hi, Alice. When are you opening up your flower shop?
In 2 weeks.
I see. Is everything ready for the big day?
Yeah, almost. I still haven't decided on the gift for customers on the opening day. Any ideas?
Ah, I know of a nice souvenir shop with a lot of items at reasonable prices.
Really? Could you tell me the phone number of the shop?
Sure. I'll find it and text it to you.
Great. Thanks.
10번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 구입할 전자책 단말기를 고르시오.
Excuse me. I'd like to buy an e-book reader.
All right. How about this one? It's a brand new model.
It looks nice, but I'm looking for something less than $600.
Then what about this one?
The screen is too small for me. I want one that's at least 9 inches.
Well, then these two seem to meet your preferences.
Okay. I'll choose a white one. It's more fashionable than a black one.
Great choice.
11번. 다음을 듣고 스위밍 레슨에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Good morning. This is Mr. Scott, your physical education teacher. This summer vacation, we'll offer swimming lessons for juniors. Classes will be held at Cosmo Sports Center from June 1st until July 31st. Classes will meet from 3 to 5 p.m. every Thursday. The tuition will be $100. The deadline to sign up for the lessons is May 20th. For more information, please visit the school website.
Jack,
great job. You broke your personal record.
Thanks, Coach. Now I'm exhausted. Practice was really hard today.
The competition is just around the corner. Keep it up.
Yeah, I know. I will. Whew, I'm so thirsty now.
Okay, I'll get you some water.
Thank you.
I'll be right back. Oh, do you need a towel to dry off? You're sweating a lot.
No, thanks. I'm going to take a shower anyway.
13번 대화를 듣고 여자가 대화 직후에 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, I can't sleep because of the noise coming from upstairs.
Me neither. That noise is so annoying.
I don't understand why they always run their washing machine in the middle of the night.
You know what? I'm going to go upstairs and tell them about this.
Calm down. I don't think that's a good idea.
Okay. Then what do you suggest we do?
I'll call the apartment management office right now.
All right. Let's see what they can do.
14번. 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
Number 1.
Ma'am, can I see your ID, please?
Sure. Here is my driver's license. Number 2.
Can I borrow your map if you have one?
I'm sorry. I don't have one right now. Number 3.
You must be familiar with this place.
Yes. I've been living here for 4 years. Number 4.
Excuse me, are you lost?
Yes. Could you tell me where the subway station is? Number 5.
Can you take a picture of me?
Sure. Give me your camera.
15번. 다음을 듣고 Purdue High School에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hi. Welcome to Purdue High School, located in beautiful Daly City. I'm Vice Principal Wendy McGuire. This school was founded by Kelly Purdue in 1955. It's the largest high school in the city with over 1,000 students. There are 55 great teachers, including Principal Mr. Hampton, who has devoted his whole life to education. Now, let's move on to the library.
16번에서 17번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오. 16번
Honey, how about eating out tonight? I don't feel like cooking at home.
Okay, that's a good idea. We haven't had a nice dinner out in a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
So where do you want to go?
There are so many places to choose from. How about Chinese?
Personally, I'd like some Thai food.
Well, tonight I'm really in the mood for Chinese food. Honey, I'm home from the grocery store.
Hey, wow! You bought a lot. Do we really need all of this stuff?
It's too much, isn't it? I always end up buying too much.
Didn't you make a shopping list?
Yeah, but whenever I see something I want, I can't stop myself from buying it.
You really need to control that urge.
Do you have any ideas?
Jennifer, did you watch World Travelers on Channel 3 last night?
No. Was it good?
Yes. It was about the Kanta Art Gallery we visited together last year.
Really?
Yes. It reminded me of the good times we had there.
It's too bad I missed the program.
Don't worry. It'll be replayed on Channel 3 at 10 p.m. tonight.
19번.
Kevin, I'm planning to attend Nora White's lecture.
Are you? What is she going to talk about?
About how to make a script for a good presentation.
That sounds interesting. I'd love to go with you.
Sure, but don't you have to work on Saturdays?
You mean the lecture will be held on Saturday?
Yes, it's August 2nd.
You know what? From August, I'll be working on Sundays, not Saturdays.
20번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 피터가 아버지에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Peter's father is a science teacher. And he likes doing science experiments at home. One day, Peter's father makes a water rocket and launches it. Peter sees this and thinks it is really amazing, and he wants to launch the rocket himself. His father is now getting ready for another launch. In this situation, what would Peter most likely say to his father?